So this is a question I'm not often asked. Who do you think we should have in office? What do you think about Trump? So yeah, it caused me to feel some emotions, so I thought I'd touch on it a little bit. I directly associated this with reflections. We talk about this stuff, and again, it is perspective. But if the world and people around me are treating me a certain way that I don't like, or maybe I do like, they're showing me an area of myself. They're showing me who I am. That's what a reflection is, right? So, how would Trump be a reflection of our country? This answer came pretty quickly to me. Some people say he's chauvinistic, he's an asshole, he's blunt, he's rude, he's a liar, the list just goes on. So say he's chauvinistic or makes really vulgar sexual comments. There are a lot of people in this country who either really publicize women as far as what we do in the media. You know, when we walk down the street, every woman is evaluated mostly, constantly. So he may be evaluating women out loud, but where are we evaluating women within? Where are we saying these things in our own head? Wow, look at that ass, or whoa, look at this, or whoa, she's overweight, or oh, she's underweight, or all the comments that we say, rather we say them verbally or not. We have, a lot of the time, we make judgments, so maybe he's just being blunt about it, being louder than a lot of us are. If he's not that, then maybe it's the other side. Okay, well, he's abusive in his verbalization, he's just so out there, and it's vulgar. Okay? For a lot of us, we can look at ourselves, and we do beat ourselves up. From the other end, a lot of these women feel the need to compete, you know, so it creates a lot of lack of self-worth. And we look at ourselves as though we may not be enough because we know we're constantly being evaluated. And so him being vulgar or being rude or outrageous could be us being rude and outrageous and vulgar to ourselves. Could be us being chauvinistic to ourselves, whether it's quiet or loud. If he's being really blunt, where are we not being blunt enough? You know, where are we not being honest enough with ourselves? He's a liar, okay? Well, where are we not being honest with ourselves as a society, as a country? What things are we overlooking? I think this is going to be really interesting because not a lot of people saw this person coming into office, but so far it looks like he's doing really good. And I think he'll be a direct reflection on what we are as a country. So one exercise that I would challenge you to do for fun, for outlook, just for learning about yourself, maybe write down a list of the things that he causes you to feel. If you think maybe he's being, like I said, chauvinistic, dishonest, too blunt, whatever it is. And then ask yourself, are you these things? Are you feeling these things in your area? Where are you not being blunt enough? Where are you being too forward with people and not considering emotions? Or where are you not being considerate or compassionate with others? If it's not you, where are we as a country doing this? Where, you know, in some area of our lives, I'm pretty sure we can all find something that he does that we do in ourselves. And I want us to see how even something as big as someone running our country could be a reflection of who we are inside, or our thoughts inside, or our beliefs. Another thing I want us to look at is how we put a lot of pressure on who goes into office and we evaluate someone. So basically put someone on a pedestal and we want change in this country, in this world, from this one human being. What I want us to do is challenge us looking at ourselves. A lot of the time, it's a pattern. I've done it within myself. I still do it. I'm just trying to be better about it. I'm trying to be better than I was yesterday. Where do we look at someone to take care of things that we may not be able to live up to? For example, you know, he's acting a certain way, he should be this and that. When do we really look at ourselves in the mirror? This is a challenge. This is a, you know, I really hope that we take time to look in the mirror and evaluate how we as ourselves can be better humans. And sure, we're not supposed to be perfect, or, you know, I don't say we're not Buddhas, we're not enlightened. But for us to contribute in a healthy way, I think a lot of us sit back and say, you know, he's going to be a terrible president, he's going to do this and that, and he's, you know, and the list goes on, but then we just turn on the television and we just do nothing. We just let, you know, let society soak up our beliefs, and we don't necessarily make them for ourselves sometimes. So I'm just asking where you could really evaluate how you could be a better human and use Trump as a tool for us to grow. As weird as that sounds, I want him to be our teacher right now. And, you know, let's worry about who's in office with our lives. You know, who's in your office? Who are you right now that's controlling the lifestyle that you want? Because we can't ask of someone to do something for us they're not willing to do for ourselves. So I hope these tools serve you in, you know, you growing and becoming at peace with yourself and your surroundings. And know that I'll be doing the same homework. So I wish the best for you. I hope you're well, and I hope this serves you.